Back. Praise God. Amen. Give him all the glory, right? Amen. And it really was a smooth transition. The Lord really knit our hearts together really quick over the phone. And deep down, I knew this is what God would have for the next step. And however, I did have a few John the Baptist moments there. And Pastor Moore, I even called him and said, pray for me. But it was a good transition, I think, and the church was in a good place with unity, and still is. I'm thankful for the unity that you still have in this place. And I just thank God for Pastor and Mrs. Moore. They've been very kind to us and very good to us through all of this. And I know God was in it, and you're in very good hands, that's for sure. And I get a lot of comments, too, from people who come to this church and missionaries and such. And just everybody, hey, brother, I didn't hug all your necks, but maybe before the day's out, we'll get by and see you and fellowship with you a little bit. But I'm thankful to be here. My wife, I have a good wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. For my wife. We celebrate 43 years, March the 19th. And yes, Laura is 42, if you're doing the math, so... I was thinking, you know, God grows us and helps us and keeps us. And I'm so thankful for all the trials and tribulations, but the good things. The blessings outweigh the bad things, that's for sure, and the bad times. But I'm thankful for this place. And God never moves without purpose or plan, does he? His way is perfect. That's for sure. But thank you, Pastor, for having me and hopefully be an encouragement to you. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 122. Psalm 122. Little health problems. They put me on a diet. So I'm on a diet. I have two new friends. One's called the lady Mrs. Dash. And the male friend is... Mr. Egg Beater. They had me on a diet, but I wasn't getting enough food, so now I'm on two diets. I was still hungry on one diet, but praise the Lord. let's read this psalm out loud together, and hopefully God will help us to hear from heaven today. Ready? Begin. Verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Let's pray together. Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we're grateful that you brought us back here, Lord, for a time of encouragement and just the gracious hospitality that Pastor Moore has shown us. And Lord, my desire is to help and be a blessing today, to edify, to build up. But Lord, I can't do it. And so Lord, I pray that you would help me, and Lord, your Spirit would work through me, fill me today, Lord. Help me to preach your word and teach your word. And I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. And we love you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So David was really excited about going up to the house of the Lord. Coming up here, my brother's in Florida, and I said, what are you doing, Chris? He said, going to church. I know my sister, my only sister, she's in church today. My dad, if he wasn't getting ready to turn 92 on hospice, he would be in church today. I'm thankful that I was raised in church. Amen. And I thank God for church. Amen. Welcome to Sunday school. Amen. Nothing else compares to it, and hopefully we'll see a little reason why today. But he starts out in verse 1 or 2. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem. Now, I learned this, that Jerusalem is a type of the church and the gospel. And Brother Chris asked me the title. I said, I'm not really sure. I'm not good with titles. Just put Jerusalem, the house of God, church, and finding peace through these different things that we see in this chapter. There's a lot of peace that comes when you're in church and you're worshiping the Prince of Peace. But Jerusalem was very dear to God. One thing about it, Calvary, on the hill of Calvary, it was in Jerusalem where Jesus died for our sins. And I'm thankful that Jesus went to the cross for my sin and your sin, the sin of the world. And you know, a lot of people, they don't even know Jesus in America. We serve a different generation. They don't know who Jesus is in America today. And they're still trusting in their good works. I went across the street to Dylan. He's a friend that I met, and he lives right across the road from us in Prescott Valley. And I was asking him if he'd ever been saved. He says, I pray. But folks, if you're not saved, you're really not on praying ground. You're not a child of God. He's not your heavenly Father yet. He says, I do the rosary. I said, well, Dylan, if we could work our way to heaven, then why did Jesus come and die on a hill called Mount Calvary? I still believe in a hill called Mount Calvary, where Jesus was nailed to that old rugged cross. And he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And he told his mother, John, behold thy mother, and mother, behold thy son. And he thirsted on that cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. He died there. He said, it's finished. He was buried. And 3 days later, he came out of the tomb. And we serve a resurrected Savior. So not only is Calvary in Jerusalem, but the Garden Tomb not far from there. I've not been to Israel. One day I will. And I'm coming back with the Lord. Amen. And He's going to take care of all this nonsense that's going on in this world. But Jerusalem is a very special place because it's God's holy city. Now, flip back, hold your place there, and go to Psalm 116. 116:19. I said that Jerusalem is a type of the church. He says in verse 19 of 116, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. So David was excited. And Jerusalem was very dear to God. Now, let's go to Psalm 118. I'm told that this is the central part of the Bible in these verses, verse 23 and 24 of Psalm 118. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. And when we get to come to church, I tell you what, this is the Lord's day, and it's His day all day. And nothing compares to it. And so it was very dear to the Lord. But what is it talking about here in the Scripture? It's the Lord's doing. Well, it could have been. Some commentaries say, commenters or whatever they say, it could be when Jesus died on the cross. And some commentators say it could be when He arose from the dead. But I tell you what, I think back to the day that I got saved. And that was marvelous in our eyes. It was the Lord's doing that I got saved. And then shortly after that, got in church and started to grow as a Christian. So I'm thankful for these verses. And we that are saved, those of the redeemed, those who have been born again, guess what? We need to love not only the gospel in Israel, but we need to love church. Amen. We need to love our church. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. So if the Lord Jesus loved the church, we that are redeemed, we who know Christ in the family of God, we should love what Jesus loves. And Jerusalem was a beautiful city. Psalm 48:1. You've probably sang it or said it. Psalm 48:1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King, Jerusalem. Matthew Henry said, look at the joy they were to as they had when they went up to Jerusalem to worship. Are we glad? Are we thankful to get to go to church? That word glad means pleased, affected with pleasure, happy, joyful, cheerful. When we start the service up, like this morning, I think it ought to be a time of joy. Welcome to church. Welcome to Sunday school. One thing that always got me when I preached and pastored Brother Moore is I don't like to hear "Nearer My God to Thee" right before I preach. You know, I like to have something that it's a little like dwelling in Beulah Land or something like that. You know, get ready to preach, get ready to hear from God. And by the way, as far as preaching goes, not only because I sit under Pastor Lane right now in Prescott Valley, and he's a wonderful preacher. Some of you heard him preach at the fellowship meeting. But we have just as much responsibility to hear and to listen as the pastor has to preach. All right. And so we need to hear from heaven. We need to hear from God. And we need to be sensitive to what God is saying because, hey, it's all of what God says in the Bible. It's not what man thinks or man says. It's what God says that matters. And so it's beautiful. It's wonderful when we get a chance to come up. And now Psalm 122 is a psalm or song of degree, and it's stepping up. And I believe David, he couldn't build the temple. His son Solomon got to build the temple, but he was excited to go in and worship God. What are they doing when they go to church? And what should we be doing when we go to church? Flip over to, hold your place in 122 there. Go to Exodus chapter 25. What we need to be thinking about, I'm talking to myself, preaching to myself right now. Psalm 25 verse, let's start in verse 20. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another toward the mercy seat, shall the faces of the cherubims be. Now, we don't have cherubims, but I tell you what, we have one, Jesus Christ, who is above these. Amen. And it says in verse 21, and thou shalt put the mercy seat, that's the lid that's set on the Ark of the Covenant. By the way, what is the Ark representative of? It's Jesus. It's His presence. Amen. And so here's that Ark in the mercy seat. Thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. So what's in that ark? The Word of God, the commandments, the tablets. And there I will meet with thee. So what's church about, the house of God about? It's about meeting with the Lord. We get to come in here in the presence of the Lord, and He's right in the midst. Amen. And between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in the commandment unto the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood. And I'll stop there. But go back to, let's go ahead a little bit over to chapter 30 of the book of Exodus. And look with me in verse 6 of chapter 30. And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. That's so precious. We get to come to church today, and we get to meet with the Lord. Hey, it's better than any game on television. I mean, if your favorite team loses, guess there's hope. There's hope after. There's life after your team loses. Okay, but we get to come into the presence of God, in the house of God, with the people of God, and hear the man of God hold up the Word of God, amen, and give it to us, and we can grow thereby. And I'm so thankful for the mercy of God. You know, probably the number one thing we need in our life after we're saved is mercy. His mercy endureth forever. Yes, we need His grace, but thank God for His mercy. He's a merciful God.
Amen.
Look at the joy they had when they went up to Jerusalem. Are we glad and thankful when we come into the house of the Lord? Now, let me read a little bit about Jerusalem here. What time we get out? Same, about 9:45. Gotcha. Jerusalem. It means this. It means the foundation of peace is what Jerusalem means. It means the possession of peace. You've heard that word shalom. It's a salutation or a parting phrase, and it means peace. So I think you can find peace not only through the gospel, receiving Jesus as your only Savior, but getting in church and following the Lord in baptism and growing from the Word of God. But Jerusalem, history. Before the King David's time in Abraham's day, Jerusalem was the city of Melchizedek, king of Salem. Later it was called Jebus and inhabited by an idolatrous people. During David's reign, Jerusalem was conquered by David's men and made the capital of his kingdom. From Solomon to the time of Christ, the temple of God was built in Jerusalem in Solomon's reign, and the city remained Israel's capital and the center of worship until it was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar's armies. After Israel's 70-year captivity in Babylon, Jerusalem and the temple were rebuilt under the leadership of Ezra, Nehemiah, and the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. From the time of Christ to the present, Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD by Roman armies under General Titus. Jerusalem's history from then until 1948 was one of subjection by a succession of Gentile powers: Arabs, Turks, Europeans, Crusaders, Asian Tartars, Latins, and British. In 1948, the new state of Israel was announced after the Jews miraculously won the War of Independence against the United Armies, Arab armies. Jews began to return to Israel by the tens of thousands in 1967. Following the Six-Day War with attacking Arab nations, Israel captured the Temple Mount and has from that time controlled the entire cities. Now, prophecies of Jerusalem's future: a new temple will be rebuilt, which will be desecrated by the Antichrist. That's in 2 Thessalonians and Matthew 24. Israel will sign a peace pact with the Antichrist. The two witnesses of Revelation 11 will prophesy in Jerusalem, and there will be a great earthquake following the deaths and resurrection. For the final 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation and the Antichrist rule, Jerusalem will be given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. All nations will be gathered together against Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus Christ will return, destroy the Antichrist, defeat the Gentile armies, and establish His earthly capital in Jerusalem. That's found in Zechariah 13:14 and Joel. One day He is coming back. And there will be total peace. The peace that we have now, I don't know how long it's going to last. You talk about these, which happened recently, to get the hostages out, the ceasefire, I guess is what it's called. There's still those enemies over there in Gaza. I didn't really know where the Palestinians came from, but if you don't know where the Palestinians came from, it's none other than the Philistines, okay? The same enemies that David fought with and all of those others in that day. The area contained the five cities, the Pentapolis of Philistine Confederacy: Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Gath, Ekron, was known as Philistai, or the land of the Philistines. The whole of the country was later called Palestine by the Greeks. I tell you, leading up to what we're going to talk about here with Israel and how we need to love the Jewish people, we still need to support and love the Jews. We need to support Israel. And Donald J. Trump, the 45th president, recognized Jerusalem as the capital city, and he moved it and made the proclamation on December the 6th, 2017, and shortly thereafter moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And so, you know, I believe that God has blessed our country for standing with Israel. I believe that with all my heart. And we need to stand with Israel as well. We need to have that foundation of peace and that possession of peace. But I'll say this, I like the way our country's going and some of the things that's happening right now. It's really exciting. Amen. But I'll tell you this, don't place your faith in a man. I praise God for what's happening and some of the biblical things that are coming about. But Donald Trump is not Jesus. He is not the Messiah. And so keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. But keep loving Israel and standing with Israel. So peace. Jerusalem means foundation of peace. What is peace? It's the state of quietness and freedom of disturbance. It's that tranquility from agitation. And you know what? You can have the peace that passeth all understanding. But you can't have the peace of God, and I can't have the peace of God until we are at peace with God. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And then Philippians 4, the peace of God. We're not caring about things. We're trusting the Lord. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the what? The peace of God shall help you and be there. And so I'm thankful for the peace we have in Jesus Christ. And Brother Chris, that's where the gospel is. Not only Jerusalem, you can find it, and the church, but the gospel. The gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I thank God that it's okay to have peace for the Gentiles. And the Jews need to be saved just like the Gentiles. Amen. It's the same way. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Jesus is the way of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. By the way, you can't find peace in a bottle. You can't find peace in a pill or relationship down here. You'll only find peace in Jesus Christ, a relationship with Jesus Christ. So back in Psalm 122, I told you most of the people that I pastored, they know my testimony, but when I was 10 years old, I was in Orlando, Florida, underneath a carport. And Ben Bounds got up and he told us we were sinners. And we were, and we knew it. Amen. All those little boys and girls that were playing football out there in the yard. And my house was right down the street. And he told us how that we were sinners and there was a wage for our sin. And that's the penalty of death and the separation. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And he spoke of hell. He spoke of heaven sweet and hell hot, and my eyes were big around as saucers, and I took it in because I knew I needed forgiveness. I knew that there was something missing in my heart. I had no peace, and when he gave the invitation, I raised my hand and I bowed my head and I trusted Jesus that day. And I've been saved ever since. But after that, I ran home and I knocked on the door. My mom had the screen door locked, and I was banging on the door and said, "Mom, I got saved." And it was just like, praise the Lord. I mean, glory. The heavens were bright that day, I'm telling you. But as a result of me getting saved, there was a card filled out on us, and the pastor came by to visit and ended up getting our whole family in church. Now, folks, this was in 1969, and we've been in church. Our children, my siblings, my brother and sister, my mom and dad, we stayed in church our whole life. We were planted in the house of God. And I believe that's the reason God has blessed us so very much. Just like the scripture says here. But it says, I'll read it again. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Great things happened in Jerusalem on the hill called Calvary in the garden tomb. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. It may be small, smaller than most people think. Some of you have been to Israel, and it is compact together. But hey, it's better to have little with the fear of God. Amen? And whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks. One big thing we should look forward to in coming to the house of God is to give thanks for all He's done. Yes, to praise Him for His mercy. Hey, give thanks for the congregation. Give thanks for your pastor and pray for your pastor. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, remember those that have the rule over you. Obey them that have the rule over you in Hebrews 13. And then salute those that have the rule over you. And look forward to the messages as I've been kind of keeping up, and you've had a lot of great preachers, a lot of great speakers. Hey, we get to get in on that as a child of God, and others need to hear that. Amen. So you remember Obed-Edom when the ark was taken by the Philistines, and they got it back, and then they put it in Obed-Edom's house. What happened? His whole family was blessed because of that ark, because of the presence of Jesus. And I don't think we have time to go over to John chapter 20 and also Revelation chapter 2 verse 1 about the Ephesian church, where it literally talks about when we come into the house of God, the church that Jesus loved and died for. It said Jesus walked in the midst. He was in the midst. What happened to Thomas, Didymus, Doubter Thomas? He missed the Lord, didn't he? He missed that blessing. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of such some, but especially as we see the day approaching. Folks, we need to stay in the house of God, don't we? If we are not faithful to the house of God, I'm talking to myself as well, we're going to miss something. It'll be the greatest message that you need. And so I look forward to seeing you tonight. Amen. Guess what? I had a friend, Jeff Baker. He started a church, brand new church in Chandler, many years ago. And he met in a funeral home. And he started his first service, Pastor Moore, was on Super Bowl Sunday. And he called me and said, we're starting out Super Bowl Sunday. I said, wonderful, great, glad you're starting a church. What's the theme of the day? He said, kickoff Sunday. But the problem was, coming into the funeral home to get to the auditorium, you had to walk by all these caskets. Looking around, kickoff Sunday. It didn't go too well. But praise the Lord. Now, we need that foundation of peace. Christ is our solid rock. Do you have a great love for God's house and for the people of God? Do you have a great love for Israel, for the Jews? Look down here in verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper, Psalm 122:6. They shall prosper that love thee. Do you love the Jews? Do you love Israel? Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and the companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Just a few minutes left, but I love Psalm 133. There's only three verses. Flip over real quick, and then we'll go to Genesis. Psalm 133, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I believe that's what David looked forward to as he went up to the house of God. And I'm not saying there's not unity. I'm not here to straighten out anything. I thank God for what God is doing in this place. Amen? Amen. He's working. He's among us. But we can all have more love for the brethren. We can all do better than that, better than we're doing. We can all have more unity. He says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, and as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore. Go to Genesis 12. You'll see this Abrahamic covenant is still in effect today. And not just for Abraham, but for his descendants and children. If you're saved, you're a descendant of Abraham. In chapter 12 of Genesis, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You say, well, I know some Jewish people and they're just rich and filthy and sinners and all of that. Hey, there's some of those Gentiles like that too, right? It doesn't matter. Those are God's chosen. Those are God's special people. Hey, they're the apple of God's eyes. And they still aren't today. And we shouldn't be a just try to be a blessing to Jewish people to get things. That's not what we should do. We should do it because we love God and we're thankful for His children and mercy. When you stand with Israel, listen, when you stand with Israel and identify with those, God will bless you. The most dangerous thing you can do is lift your hand against Israel or the Jew. Amen. Why does the devil hate the Jew? Why? Because it's the Jewish family, Israel, that the Savior came through. Jesus was born through that line. And so the devil hates all those that love Israel, really. Hates the family that Jesus came. The devil hates that family. So, the quickest way, one of the quickest way to get God against you is to lift your hand or voice or influence against Israel. Do you pray for Israel? I do. But we need to pray for Israel more, don't we? The enemies of Israel, I picked up the news yesterday and it said the way they treated those hostages, Israeli hostages, was a crime against humanity. I saw some of them and they were emaciated. They were treated so bad. And so I said, Lord, come against those enemies. Come against them. You know, that all that Gaza Strip, all that area belongs to God's children. It belongs to them. It always has. And so I hope you would pray for those in Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I believe the principle, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that peace will come back to you. I think we should do it more, don't you? Back over in Psalm 122, and it's time to quit. We'll pray. Let's stand, and I'll read this one more time. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. One day we will. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel. Thank God for His word. Unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake. We need that unity. I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. And if we get into this and realize that we will have peace if we take these things seriously and sincerely. And so let's pray together. Yes.